This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
News.
In a small seaside town in Belgium, 12 families carry on the over 500-year-old tradition of horseback shrimp fishing. Men in yellow slickers jump on their big draft horses and ride deep into the North Sea, pulling nets behind them to gather shrimp for the community. There were once hundreds of horseback shrimpers who plied the trade all around the Northern Sea, but now the tradition occurs less than 30 times each year between June and August. The traditional fishing method gets a lot of attention from locals and tourists, especially during the two-day shrimp festival in the last weekend in June. The local community spends months building floats, preparing street theater, even making costumes for the annual event. Specialized knowledge is handed down from generation to generation of shrimper. But still, just 12 families? How does a community hold tight to this kind of tradition? Well, some may apply to be included for recognition and protection on UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage. This list was established in 2008 to raise awareness of intangible heritage and its role in preserving and celebrating cultural diversity and creativity around the world. Intangible cultural heritage can also be referred to as living heritage, such as traditional forms of art and entertainment, social customs, or specialized craft and skills that are transmitted from generation to generation. The experience of sharing these meaningful rituals and behaviors are vital for a community to maintain cultural knowledge and customs. In December of 2013, the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of Intangible Heritage held its eighth session and inscribed 25 new customs to its list. Here at Heritage Radio Network, we wanted to share a few of this year's additions. Kimjang, the act of making and sharing kimchi in Korea. Kimchi is popular on many menus these days, and we know it's a traditional Korean dish made up of fermented vegetables and spices. In Korea, kimchi is an essential part of most meals, but even more so, the collective process of making and sharing the spicy side dish, kimjang, is a central part of Korean identity. Most Korean cities have a temporary market set up for kimjang ingredients. Families use recipes dating back to at least the 13th century to prepare kimchi for the coldest of months. The kimjang season begins in late October or early November, and communities gather to make tremendous quantities of kimchi over the course of 2 to 3 days. Women are traditionally charged with the task of monitoring the weather to select the right date and temperature for preparing the kimchi. Ancient Georgian traditional kaveri winemaking method. In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, winemakers use an egg-shaped clay vessel called the kaveri to make, age, and store wine. This tradition dates back about 8,000 years. The grapes are pressed and the liquid stored in the kaveri, covered with a wooden or clay lid, and then buried underground to ferment for 6 months to 2 years. The rest of the world's winemakers view this as radical or risky because the fermentation process is so lengthy and the temperatures aren't controlled. Children even learn how to tend the vineyards and make wine during communal harvesting and winemaking occasions. This traditional style of winemaking is frequently manifested in Georgian oral traditions and songs. To find out more about intangible cultural traditions, visit the UNESCO website for photos and even videos of these customs and many, many more. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Leah Eden.